Welcome back inside our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 at KNZA. Johnny came back with you. It's now time to talk Royal Valley boys basketball with head coach Chris Brown. And, well, Royal Valley has continued to roll along. They are now 4-0 on the season since we've last talked to Coach Brown. A 43-21 win at Riverside, and then Tuesday night a 62-51 victory, hard-fought one over Perry-LeCompton. That game was close all the way through. So, Coach, let's just start here with the Tuesday night game against Perry-LeCompton. That was a game that really you had to fight all the way through. So, overall, I mean, a pretty good win. Brady Klotz goes nuts for 36. How would you describe that game overall?
Yeah, the biggest thing is we kind of had to face a little adversity for the first time all year. You know, we were in foul trouble, and, you know, like Mason and KJ both played well, but they didn't shoot well. Mason had 7 assists, and KJ had 11 rebounds. They still found ways to win, but they had to kind of fight through that adversity of, you know, not putting the ball in the basket as efficiently as they like. But it was nice to see, you know, Brady stepped up. He'd been quiet through our first three games. So I'm just so proud of him because he stayed patient and played within himself, and certainly had an incredible night last night. He was hot from the three-point line, but he was still getting to the rim and running in transition and off the rebounds. He had it all going. So it was nice seeing, you know, Brady getting the scoring column and some of those other guys finding ways to help us win, you know, even if their shots weren't falling.
Yeah, and for Brady, was that just a simple fact of finally putting it all together? Because, I mean, everybody knows what Brady can do, especially offensively. So was it just nice just being able to see him finally put it all together and have a big game like that?
Yeah, you know, I think our you know, kind of our main scorers there, our big three would be Brady, KJ, and Mason. And I think early on, you know, Brady was commanding a lot of attention, and so KJ had some nice games, and Mason's always been really consistent for us, so... I think last night was a good example of, you know, when you have multiple scorers and they can't just key on one of you, you know, he maybe had a little more space early just based off the other guys having some success. And then once he got hot, it didn't really matter. They were double teaming him. It didn't really matter. You know, he's a tall, athletic kid and he gets to feeling it. Sometimes there's not a lot the other team can do about it. So early on, though, you know, he just took advantage of some one-on-ones down low and like I said, got himself in a good rhythm. And then from that point on, man, I think he scored our first 19 points. So he just got it rolling, and we kept feeding him, and he kept scoring.
Yeah, you know you're going to need everybody coming up on Friday. Another big one with Nemaha Central coming to town. It's going to be a big game. You know Nemaha Central, the two Beck twins, they've just rolled along all season long. So what do you look at here with this final game before the break?
Yeah, it's a great matchup. You know, size-wise, it's we're the best size matchup for them, and they're the best size matchup for us. You know, not many teams in our league throw out a bunch of 6'4", 6'5", kids, but we're the two teams that both do. The Beck twins are obviously talented and have been doing it for a long time, but they've got a couple other guys that just play so hard and within themselves, and they get up and down in transition. You know, they're kind of playing free and loose so far this year, so it's certainly going to be a big challenge. And, you know, that last game going into Christmas break is always one of the most important ones because you have to live with it for a few weeks while you get through the holiday season. So obviously we want to come out and play well and give ourselves a chance to win, you know, not only for league standings and sub-state standings, but just go into that holiday break feeling really good about ourselves.
Well, Coach, with that, congratulations on this 4-0 start to the year. Good luck against Nemaha coming up on Friday. But thank you so much for taking the time. Enjoy your holiday break.
All right, thank you.
All right, Coach, thank you. Chris Brown, head coach of the Royal Valley Boys, joining us on our locker room chats here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.